Hazal and Medrash Eleftera that Asara Rugimalpus. Hazal mentioned the concept of Asara Rugimalpus and the different in your stories of certain different places. Hazal didn't happen one time, it was a Kufa, and it says in the Sparma creation, it says Big Nunim that these Asara Rugimalpus were connected, the Shvatim that sold Yosef. It was Kinegad, not Chazal that's a mention, Kinegad, the Kippos that came out from the Kippos Terry that came out from the Tzipois of Yosef. Different in Yonah, the Asara Rugimalpus is an event that ranks in Chal Yisrael as one of the Korbanos of Chal Yisrael. And a few in Yonah I want to talk about. First of all, the hashkafa of Klal Yisrael in terms of what the mishabel for. The reason, one of the reasons why this kin is mentioned is because it says Mishat Tzadikim Shafu Kineged Chuk Beit HaMikdash. I was told the story, there was an Altamira who was living in Arzahira. He was an Avul, and he was there, and somebody, one of the people came to Dham there. It was like a Sarva Tavis, if I remember correctly. It mentioned this person was secretary of the European Rabbinic Council, that the Belarusian government had agreed to give the mir back to the Jewish community or whoever. And all of a sudden this person turns around in a very loud voice, very, very strong voice, and said it's a lie. And this man is very patient. He said, no, we've been very calm for lawyers, we've been staff on papers. He bellows out a lie, a lie. And finally, he tells him, wait, what do you mean? He said, tell me, they're going to bring back the Sluhakova, or the Naminska, this one, that one, the other one. He says, they're not bringing that back. He says, the sticks and the stones, but the Polacks keep it. In other words, the mere, what value does the bricks and the stone and the wood doesn't have any real value to us. It's the placement. The Beit HaMikdash is not the grand building, it's the Shinah over there. The people, what we're mishabel are, the heroes of Klal Yisrael. One of the insidious writing of Kleisel's values and footsteps is when the word hero gets supplanted with player or this or that. Pictures, anytime we look up to people that are great people, that are big people, player, Hesed, Sitkis, that's the one thing that we idolize, the greatness, the Sitkis, the Chachma. The Asara Rugimalchus were the cream of Klal Yisrael. There was nobody like them, and these were the Karbanos Klal Yisrael. So this was Miss Abu, because the Beit HaMikdash was also, the Beit HaMikdash was a place where the Shechina that in a small way was shared in a big way, was shared in a big way there. But it's the same thing. An Adam Gadol is a carrier of Shechina, and a bias gadol is a carrier of sin in a bigger way. But that's what it is. So when we're machir Torah in Europe, the getting back to buildings, the empty buildings, it's not. It's a choice between rebuilding a building that's not going to have a tachlis there, to be makar of another person to be a yid, that's Kaisel. Kaisel is the big people. There are one or two Nakudas on this that I wanted to add on the Asara Rugimalpus that are really very exceptional in Yanim. First is that I saw a Vart in the Panavid Yerav. Extraordinary Vart. It says Rabbi Shmuel was the first one to go. He was going to be the first one to go. Al-Kapanim, the Bas Melech was very merachim on him, and she begged her father to spare his life. And he said, I can't do that. And she said, well, but what a waste of such a beautiful handsome person. He said, you know what, I've got a good idea. We can skin him, and then we've got everything. And that was fine. So Tzadik Rav said, Tzadik Rav was a tremendous Hagashik, listen to the He said, imagine if the king would have given in. Then the king, the Bas Melech would go down as a great humanitarian. Ah, what a wonderful, wonderful woman she is. She saw something and she was Rachamat and got a far stop. By going a step further, her whole Rachmanis was based not on the fact that he's a person, not on the fact that he's a Kohen Gadol, that he's a Yishmael. Everything was based on that he was beautiful and handsome. So if you can skin him, that's great. We've got his handsomeness, his beauty, and we don't dig the inside. In that extra step, it was Mizgala that somebody who Lechura was had a soft spot. The soft spot was for sticks and stones. And it's like we started off when we spoke about that in Rome, they dressed up this guy with the carcassillo of Rebbe Shmuel. But that's all, Rebbe Shmuel is a great, majestic person. His beard, his nose, his eyes, his height, whatever it is. So that doesn't need to show that. You can skip that off him and use it. That's what they understood. There's no knim to it. And in one shot, he was a scholar from being a big person to being a cruel, shallow person. There's another Nakuda here that first time I saw it. It says in Medrash, the Yalkut, these were the 10 greatest people in Kaisa. They were going out to be killed together. I want to tell you something. I'm very, very not quiet. But I don't know what I'm being killed for. I can't find anything wrong in my Nanpaga. So what am I being killed for? It's not a taina, but I'm going to be killed, and I don't understand what I'm supposed to have. What's it a kapara for? What's it a tikkun for? These are two great akkais for Shemuel and Shmuel. Only Rabbi Shmuel. So Shmuel told him, Miyamecha, Leibo Adam Eslecha Ledin or Leshaila. Didn't it ever happen somebody came to you for the prayer of Leshaila? And you said, you know, I didn't drink anything yet, I have to drink my coffee. Let me finish my coffee and I'll talk to you. Or Shayisa Melcha Melcha, you're middle of putting on your shoes, and you said, you know what, let me finish my shoes. Or Shayisa Oite Talitcha, the Omra Peir and the Peir says, in only Tana Oishay, Echot Inei Meruba Vechot Inei Mua, Ubadova Zer Omalei Necham Tana. I mean, do we understand that saga of what Godless is? And the contrast between the Cholera of Goyim, here you have a Bas Melech that her interest was in skinning it so that she can keep the beauty of it. And two girls you saw are, Rav Shmuel says, I'm not at ease because if I know what I'm going for Kiddush Hashem, what my Nisa is, then I know it, then I'd be settled, I would come to grips with it. And he told them, didn't it ever happen that, he's talking about Shimon, he's Gal Yisrael, Nasi Yisrael, and he says, you know what, it's very possible that if someone came to you, you're villaging your coffee, said, wait a minute, before I finish the coffee. Didn't happen, said, yes. Well, for that a person deserves. That's called not living up to what's expected from us. With the Gal Yisrael means, look at the understanding of Gal Yisrael. The understanding by Umas Olam is a Gadol is somebody that's always busy, that you can't get to him. That even if he did that it's not approachable. And he says, you're deserving your Misa. Because it didn't happen that you were middle tying your shoes. It's not very nice to walk out of the half-tied shoe and go. And he said, Diham Tani. Now I'm convinced I understand where I'm at fault. This is our Zalvanim. This is what Christ will have. And they can kill us, and they can torture us, they can never take it away from us. Other of the cooler they are, the sharper they are, the more it sticks out. I remember something sticks in my mind. There's a famous, very, very famous video clip of the Rabbanim that came to ask to beg of President Roosevelt to do something about the Jews in Europe. And they have them standing in front of the White House saying a word or whatever, film. And then the Vice President comes down. And the only word that's been described as look is disdain. you know, all these rabbis there in Kapotis, and he started mumbles an apology that the president's very busy, and therefore he can't see them, and that's it. The person who put the video together also has a picture of the diary, the calendar of the president, and it's juxtaposed immediately, and it says on it, the afternoon is completely free. No, nothing, you know, the whole, it's blank, you know, no point in the afternoon. And you say to yourself, you know, you look at the difference between, there's not even room to compare. The two Gdolei Yisrael going out with the Misa Neira from the Romans, and the one thing, and the thing that they can say is that I didn't live up to my greatness because there was something there for myself. I kept something a little self in it and didn't give everything I could have. That's what Kaisel pins up on his wall. That's the Gdolei that we hold. And this is the neshama of the Beit HaMikdash.